could get awkward. Wait.
Those are.
Wait, did you?
Sure. This could get.
Oh, I did it wrong already.
No, it sounds stupid.
Are you ready?
This could get awkward.
I think that was perfect. Hey, and welcome back to This Could Get Awkward. We just want to say a big thank you to everybody who has been listening and following along with our podcast, tweeting to us. But we would really love if we got a few more reviews, just a few more five
Preferably
stars.
Preferably five stars.
And like a couple of, you know, reviews, like written reviews. Those would be great too.
Yeah, just like your comments on how green we are.
Anyways, getting into this episode, I had an interesting interaction. This was actually a couple of weeks ago. I was walking home from a party. So it was probably 2 a.m. in the morning.
Well, that's so late.
Yeah, late for me.
You're cool.
It actually is. I stayed up the whole party. I didn't pass out. And I walked home.
Whoa.
It's a big deal. Okay?
Well done, madame.
So I was walking home. My boyfriend wasn't out with me. He wasn't in town that weekend. And I'm in a new town. I wouldn't say that I didn't feel safe or anything like that. But anyways, I'm walking home. I'm almost home. And I kind of noticed that there is somebody walking, oh, I don't know. I want to say 50 feet ahead of me. And it's freezing cold out at this point. I'm just got my blinders on, walking home as quick as I possibly can. I do not need any distraction. I don't want any distraction. Just get me inside because it's minus 35 yeah. out.
Hustle. That winter hustle.
Yeah. And I noticed the person ahead of me is a man and he keeps looking back, looking back, looking back. And he's kind of slowing down and I'm in power walk mode. So I'm walking and I'm like, oh my gosh, please just keep walking. Is there somebody behind me that you know? Or is there something? Are you waiting for a cab? What's going on? And eventually he just flat out stops in the middle of the sidewalk. God. And I really, that's the only way I have to go. And
oh no.
Not super sketched out, but it's going to happen here.
Yeah.
Oh, there's got to be somebody behind me. It's literally too windy and cold to look, to turn around. It must be somebody behind me that he knows because I sure shit don't know this guy. And sure enough, he stops, but then starts walking with me once I meet up with him.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, hey, how's it going? And I'm like, hey. Super awkward conversation. He's clearly really frunk. He is so not dressed for the weather. He's got man loafers on and we're walking through a bunch of snow. He's got a leather jacket on. I'm out there in my parka, dressed to the nines, toque and mitts and everything. And he's freezing, no hood, no toque. And he's just
idiot.
Like, it's just so cold outside, isn't it? Oh, and he's talking to me. He was very nice.
How old?
He was probably, I want to say, in his late 30s.
Okay.
Maybe early 40s. And just made some really strange, awkward small talk with me while walking. And thankfully, I was super close to home at that point. I only had a couple more minutes to walk. And then I turned off and I was like, well, this is me. Bye. I hope you
didn't
live.
Go like a secret pretend way home. I would have detoured so that he wouldn't know where I live.
Is that what I should have done?
I think so. Because you live where you live is okay, but you live very close to where it is not okay.
See, I'm so not used to this big city thing. I never lived in a big city. I don't know what.
Yeah, that's true. I forget about that, you little farm girl.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. The street that I turned off of was then my street, and he turned around and walked around the corner. He didn't see the home that I went into.
Okay.
It was just a very strange interaction, and I was anticipating it to be worse, I guess.
It puts you on edge because you're in a vulnerable situation by yourself, and, you know, us ladies have to protect ourselves, and you can sense when you're in a situation where you might not be able to.
Yeah. And
we hope for the best.
Exactly. And it really wasn't anything bad, so I'm grateful for that.
Yeah.
And it was just a friendly drunk guy making conversation with the only other person walking on the street. That's what it came down to.
Fair.
And I definitely had thought it was going to be some sort of guy who was going to try and pick me up or do the stupid cat calls.
Yeah.
And I mean, this happens all the time. And I don't think that guys really realize how frequently it happens, because I had a conversation with my brother, and this was a couple of years ago. And he was like, is it really as bad as, you know, I've heard about it on the internet? You know, you see those videos and there's just girls walking down the street and the catcalls happen, you know, every couple of minutes or whatever mm-hmm. it is. And I said, yeah, it can be, depending on where you are. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was walking to work the other morning and a fucking snowplow honked his horn at me. What?
Oh, man.
That's the one catcall I will never, ever understand. The drive-by, honking of the horn, and screaming something out the window like, hey, baby!
Yeah. Super, super weird. Was walking...
Go ahead. I was just going to ask if you had any instances that you can remember that were bad.
One recently, and it wasn't really a catcalling. Actually, we didn't interact at all. But I was walking down a busy street, and a gentleman was walking towards me, and he looked disheveled and not he looked sketchy. Okay. So I'm walking down the street, he's walking kind of towards me, and as I go past him, he turns and starts following me. So then I kept changing my speed to see if he really was following me or if he had just changed his mind about the direction he was going in or something. But if I sped up, he sped up. If I slowed down, he was slowing down, and he was really obviously following me.
Mm-hmm.
And creepy. I was creeped out. But I am on a – it was a busy street, but I didn't want him to follow me to the point where he knew where I lived, because I was on my way home. So I popped into Lush, and he did not follow me in there, and I kind of hovered – I was looking at stuff, but I was hovering around the window to make sure he had gone. And then someone came in and was like, hi, is there anything I can help you find today? And I was like, no, I was just trying to escape someone who was following me, and I was sketched out on the street. And she was like, oh, well, glad you came in. She was like, I totally get it. Stay as long as you need to. I was like, okay, cool, thanks. and it was fine after that. But just one of those things where, you know, the hairs on the back of your neck stand up, and you... Maybe this person's harmless, maybe he's not, who knows, but either way, he's creeping me the fuck out, so mm-hmm. I'm going to get out of his zone.
And I would say, thankfully, most of the time this stuff happens in public places,
mm-hmm.
so you at least will have strangers there to witness what happened, or, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know, it does usually provide me with a little bit more of ease. I would say the most awkward... I don't know if it was necessarily a catcall. It was a really awkward way that some guy tried to pick me up in a dollar store.
It's where I meet the classiest of people.
And this happened a couple of years ago. And we were in the dollar store, which is one of my favorite stores.
Mine too.
And I was in the candy section looking, obviously, for some sweets. And he came up beside me and was going on about how, oh, this place is so great. And, like, I don't remember exactly what he was saying, but he was clearly hitting on me. And then he brought up the fact that he was there to buy his kids toys and chocolate.
Being upfront about his situation.
Yeah. It was
so very... you know what you're getting yourself into.
It was probably the strangest interaction I've ever had with a guy trying to pick me up. But
okay, this is a little bit off topic and not something that we talked about discussing, but Netflix recently added back all three Back to the Future movies.
Oh, I haven't noticed.
Have you seen them before, though?
Bits and pieces.
Huh, girl, you're going to need to watch those. They're okay. Awesome. Actually, I've never seen the third one. I think we're going to watch it tonight. But they're awesome movies. I've seen them 1,000 times. But we were watching them last night, and okay, so for context, this guy, Michael J. Fox, is friends with this crazy scientist guy who builds a time machine, mm-hmm. and he ends up going back in time and is kind of interfering in how his mom and dad met and kind of screws things up a little bit so that his mom is super into him, which is really funny.
Oh, yeah, that's
and gross
the premise
and awkward.
Of the movie.
Yeah, and so he's trying to redirect her to his dad so that they can, you know, get married and have him. Mm-hmm. And there's the kind of villain in the movie straight up assaults and harasses and fondles this woman, his mom, on a constant basis. Every scene that he's in, he's a freaking psychopath. There's a scene where he's totally manhandling her. She's uncomfortable. She's asking for help. And he's all over her and like threatening her and saying she's gonna be with him no matter what. And then there's a scene later where he's legitimately trying to rape her in a car and she's like asking for help. This is super fucked up.
Whoa, yeah.
And I remember because these movies have been around a long time and I remember watching them when I was younger. And obviously on instinct, I knew that this guy was a villain and everything that he was doing was terrible. But the fact that it just portrayed this type of behavior in a way that almost normalizes it was super, last night I was like, that's fucked up. And also, in the context of the movie, in present day, this guy who was constantly assaulting and harassing her and bullying her in sexually aggressive, unwarranted, non-consensual ways is still hanging around their family all of the time. And in one version, he's still kind of bullying their family. In a different version where things work out a little bit better, he's helping them with their waxing their car and kind of a things, but so he doesn't have the power anymore. But the fact that he's still like hanging around, yo, this guy used to rape her and they're all just cool with him waxing their car, hanging around.
That's messed up.
This is all so fucked up, and I'd never really realized that before.
Weird. That probably wouldn't fly these days.
No.
I'm gonna just go out there and say that.
Yeah, it's funny how things, pop culture things don't necessarily always age well, even though we love them still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so the other thing that we were going to discuss actually came up thanks to my cousin, who just, you know, we talk all the time, and she sent me a snap, and our other friend said, "Hey, whose sweater are you wearing?" Because she was wearing a men's sweater in her Snapchat that she sent to us. And she replied and said, "Oh, this is actually my ex-boyfriend's sweater."
Those are the best kinds of sweaters.
Right? Boyfriend sweaters are the best.
Yeah.
Big and baggy and super cozy.
Yeah.
But the thing, I thought that was funny because it's not a recent ex. I mean, they've been broken up for years now. Mm-hmm. And the fact that she still has that sweater just made me kind of laugh and think about all the things that I still own from my exes, which when I started to think about it was kind of a lot. And I don't know if that's bad or awkward.
Like what?
Well, I mean, right now I can think of quite a few expensive items.
Whoa. Gifts to you or just things that you held on to?
So one of them was a gift. And it's my electric acoustic guitar. And that is from...
Ooh.
Yeah, right?
Well, you got to hold on to that.
Yeah, I'm not giving that back. You gave it to me as a gift.
Yeah.
Damn right, I'm keeping that.
Yeah.
So I have that from two exes ago. That was a very long time ago. And I still have that guitar. And that's the best thing I got out of that damn relationship.
Nice.
But my most recent ex, which is not even that recent anymore, when we broke up, I tried to give all of these things back to him, but he was insistent that I should keep them. And one being a TV. It's not a massive TV. It might be a 20. No, it'd be more than 20 inch. It's not a very big TV, maybe a 30 inch TV or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it was the only TV that I had. He had a new TV, so he's like, "Keep it. I don't have any use for it." And it served me as my own personal TV for 2 to 3 years after we broke up.
Sweet.
Until I got my new boyfriend and I got a new TV.
Package deal, I guess.
I know, right? No. And then the other thing that I still have from my ex was something that he really wanted me to keep. And it's the camera that a DSLR camera that he gave to me. I wouldn't say he gave it to me. He said, "Here, use this," when I decided to start up my YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. It was his old camera. He didn't have much use for it. And he said he couldn't get much money for it. So he gifted it to me. And at that point in our relationship, I had only just kind of started this YouTube channel, and I was fully willing and ready to give it back to him. He probably could have got a couple $100 for it if he sold it. And he said, no, I really want you to keep it, because I think if you don't keep it, you're not going to go get another camera and continue doing this channel that, you know, you've been working on and everything like that. So those are the big electronic items that I still own from my exes. The other thing was actually a bit of an issue in my current relationship. It's been resolved, but my previous ex, we dated for 5 years, mm-hmm. and he had given me a ring at one point in our relationship.
I think we've talked about this before.
You and I have. I don't think I've talked about it on the podcast.
Okay.
But either I'll way. Do it briefly anyways. Yeah. And so when he gave it to me, it was technically like a promise ring. And I continued to
promise.
I continued to wear it when we broke up. And mm-hmm. it was probably a year and a half to 2 years later that I met my current boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And I was still wearing it. And I still wore it when we were dating. And he didn't really know the origins of the ring until I'm not really sure how he found out about it. Or why?
You talked about it on air.
Yeah, I did. That's maybe how it kind of came up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when he found out the origins of it, he wasn't exactly loving the idea that I was still wearing this ring that my ex had bought me. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I was still having a really hard time parting with it. And in my mind, I thought, well, I don't see why it makes a big deal. It's a nice piece of jewelry. I wear a lot of rings on my hands already.
Mm-hmm, you do, yeah.
The ring lost its meaning to me when we broke up, and I just like to wear it.
Yeah.
And I saw where he was coming from with it being an awkward kind of thing for me to still hold on to. Mm-hmm. And so I decided to take it off. He said I could keep wearing it if I wanted to, but I understood that it was hurting
him. Oh, thanks.
What?
Thanks for the permission.
But what it came down to is that I saw
You're
that
considering
it was
causing, his
feelings. Yeah, it was causing him more hurt than it was causing me more joy or whatever. Yeah. So yeah. I decided to take it off, but I still have it. Mm-hmm. And I've been thinking about pawning it.
Is it a super nice ring?
It's sterling silver with diamonds.
Okay, cool. Yeah,
so it's pawn that. Pawn maybe that worth something-ish.
Pawn that shit and then use the money to buy Adam a promise ring.
Dumb. Do you still have anything from any of your exes?
I think I've only got one thing. Because I am a huge fan of clean breaks, out of sight, out of mind, just fucking move on. Mm-hmm. Just purging helps me to move on so much healthier and quicker and everything. So I'm a big fan of kind of just getting rid of shit and cutting all ties. But I do have a very pretty, very delicate looking necklace that has a heart shape made out of diamonds. Mm-hmm. And that was a gift that I got for Christmas when I was in grade 12 from my high school boyfriend.
So do you wear this on occasion?
No, I actually have not worn it in years, but it's very pretty and I'll probably always keep it.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'll probably always keep the ring as well. It reminds me of, I mean, it's not that it was a horrible relationship. It was a good time in my life. I don't know what I'll do with it. Maybe, I don't know. I honestly couldn't even tell you where it is right now.
Adam has it.
He took it and he destroyed it.
He took it all the way to Mordor, threw it in the fire. It's gone.
I will tell you that I do still also have this other hideous necklace from an ex-boyfriend.
You said necklace weird.
What?
You said necklace. So necklace. That's weird. It's necklace.
Necklace? List?
Necklace. Necklace.
Necklace, necklace. I don't give a shit.
Okay, all right.
It's spelled lace.
Whatever, it's necklace.
Okay. I have this ugly necklace, and it is from a couple of exes ago, and I can't pawn it, can't do anything with it, because the thing's so damn ugly, and he got it engraved on the back of it.
Oh.
So it's this shitty locket.
Oh.
That's got these stupid purple hearts on the front of it. And it's silver. The rest of it's silver or white gold or something like that. It looks so childish from the front. And then on the back of the locket, he engraved our initials.
Great.
So, I mean, any other J's and H's out there, I got you.
Okay, only because we have been referring this ex and my most recent ex and my previous ex and whatever. How many exes do you have?
True exes, I would say.
What the fuck is a true ex?
Okay, so, all right. Okay, there was a guy that I think I dated when I was in grade 10. I went to prom with him. We held hands a lot.
Did you break up at some point? Was there a definitive end of a clear relationship?
Yeah, I said I don't want to do this anymore. Okay, so.
So dramatic.
Five then. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Technically, the one guy I wasn't even, no. Well, there's two guys I had to tell that I just didn't want to see anymore. Mm-hmm. And we weren't dating. It was very casual, but it was only a couple of months. But I still had to say, I don't want to see you anymore kind of thing. So I wouldn't say that they were real boyfriends. Real boyfriends would be four. How many have you had?
True boyfriends. seven.
Ooh, girl.
False boyfriends. I'm just kidding. But those are probably the substantial ones that were a first of some kind or a big deal for one reason or the other. Mm-hmm. But I will say that between the ages of 12 and 15, I had so many little love affairs.
You and your so basketball many little camps. Preteen.
Yeah, my basketball camp love affairs. So there are a lot of those too. But those are cute as fuck now.
Good
felt
stuff.
Very serious at the time.
Of course they were. Obviously.
Oh my god.
I had a couple of those in grade school.
Wouldn't it be funny to find transcripts of your old MSN messages?
Oh my gosh, yes.
That'd be amazing. I wonder if there's a way to do that.
That's why I love going through my old journals.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm going to try and dig up one of my old journals and we could read some of it on the podcast soon. Yeah. I got a good one from grade school when I'm about 10, 11 years old.
Yeah. I've got some as well. And every once in a while, I find something that I wrote about Spencer way before we ever dated, and I think it's the cutest thing in the world.
That is adorable.
I wrote something 2005, so long before we dated, when we were little, and said something about how I'm grateful for his friendship and he always makes me feel good about myself. I'm fucking gonna marry that guy now.
That's so cute. You need to read something like that at your wedding or something.
There's also, so he has in his old bedroom at his dad's house, he has my grad picture on a bulletin board. And on the back of it, I wrote something like, let's stay in touch. Which is so funny now.
That's hilarious. Oh my gosh, I love that.
Good times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how many boyfriends have you had?
Or girlfriends. Listeners?
Yes, how many partners have you had? And do you have any keepsakes from those relationships?
Yeah, let us know on our Twitter. You can get in touch with us at TCGA Podcasts. Facebook, it's This Could Get Awkward. Or you can email us at thiscouldgetawkwardpodcast@gmail.com.
And send us some reviews.
Cool.
Hit us we'll up with those 5 stars.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.